Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you today as we get into yet another show as we highlight the student athletes, the coaches, and the administrators of Newman University Athletics and beyond. And I've got a great show for you today. A couple of great interviews on show number 119 here on the JetCast. Coming up a little bit later on, we will recap the big Jet baseball win from Tuesday afternoon this week as Drew Mouse and the Newman Jets took down the Fort Hays State Tigers 12-5 at McCarthy Field. We'll hear the post-game chat that I had with head coach Drew Mouse coming up in just a few short minutes. And then we'll also catch up with Jets senior outfielder Blake Mitchell. A great interview with him, just to get to know him a little bit better as a ball player and as a person, and hear his take on where the team is at right now as well as to where they're heading over the next couple of weeks with a big series looming this weekend. But in case you missed it, the last week has been absolutely massive for Newman Jets baseball. They bounced back from a tough sweep to the number two team of the country in Central Missouri 2 weekends ago and answered back in a massive, massive way. They took the first two games in tight one-run victories over Washburn over the weekend, fell in another high-scoring tough contest in the Sunday matchup, but they took two out of those three and bounced right back on Tuesday to clinch the season series with the Fort Hays State Tigers with that 12-5 win Tuesday afternoon, meaning that the Jets have won three of their last four, and they have won now six out of the last 11 ball games that they've played, really turning a corner and picking things up in the perfect time to head into the final stretch of the season. The Jets have 10 regular season matchups left on the schedule, 9 of those in league play, and they are just a couple of games right now out of the MIAA tournament picture, needing to get into the top 8 of the conference field to make the postseason, and they have 9 really good opportunities to do that, and so we're going to talk some baseball on our show this afternoon. But we're going to begin where we always begin on our JetCast, and that's with a look at our Newman Jets athletic calendar. And as we look at the next week in Jets athletics, it is a busy, busy stretch, beginning with Friday, because as we mentioned, Friday afternoon, the Jet baseball team will begin another league series, and they'll head on the road to take on the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday's contest at 3 o'clock, Saturday at 2, and Sunday then at 1 o'clock from Maryville, Missouri. All of those games can be viewed on the MIAA network, and you can find those links at NewmanJets.com and, of course, on the Newman Jets app. But also beginning Friday, the Jets softball team and head coach Andrea Gustafson and her squad welcome in two really talented teams from the state of Oklahoma into Wichita for four big MIAA contests. Friday afternoon, it'll be the Northeastern State Riverhawks with a doubleheader taking on the Jets at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. So big pair of matchups there. And then on Saturday, it'll be senior day for the Jets softball team, their final two home games of the year, and they will open a doubleheader against the reigning national champions, the number four team in the nation right now, the Rogers State Hillcats, coming to Wichita for a big doubleheader on Saturday at 1 o'clock and on at 3 o'clock for the second game. We will have coverage for you, of course, with that broadcast on the MIAA network as well. And we'll also carry a free audio broadcast of that one right here on the Newman Jets audio network. You just go to newmanjets.com/watch, and there'll be a little link for the free audio tab there as well. So certainly a big, big stretch for the Jets softball team, but also this weekend on Saturday, the men's and women's tennis teams will be back in action once again. They will be playing host to the Emporia State Hornets at 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon in a big matchup as they start to wind down regular season competition. And then on Monday, the men's golf team begins the MIAA Conference Championship in Kansas City. A big, big stretch of 3 days of golf for Coach Lon Flippo and the Jet men's golf team in that. We talked with him on last week's show previewing that and kind of talking about where the golf programs are at right now in the first year under Coach Flippo. So if you missed that, you can go back to last week's episode and give it a listen. Go to newmanjets.com/podcasts, and it's all right there for you, as his interview is last week in episode 118. Then on Tuesday of next week, Jets softball back in action, but this time on the road for a doubleheader in Liberty, Missouri. They'll take on the William Jewell Cardinals, and that matchup will begin 3 o'clock, and the second game will be at 5 o'clock. There'll be live video links and live stats available at newmanjets.com under the softball schedule tab. Also, Tuesday afternoon, Jet baseball back in action at home for a midweek non-conference matchup. They'll take on the Southwestern Oklahoma State Bulldogs at 3 o'clock from McCarthy Field. And as always, we'll have coverage on the MIAA network and the Newman Jets audio network as well with that free radio broadcast. And then coming up on Wednesday of next week, the Jets men's bowling team will have an athlete competing at men's nationals, and that will be very exciting to follow. You can follow that information again at newmanjets.com or on the Newman Jets app for all the information that you'll need on that. But nationals begins on Wednesday, and that is a 5-day event, so lots of multiple days of action there, hopefully, for our Jets athletes competing, and certainly looking forward to that next week. But that's the next week in the Newman Jets athletics calendar as we begin episode 119 of the JetCast. And as we look at the calendar, things starting to slow down just a little bit. After today, we'll have just 3 shows remaining of the 2023-2024 school year, and so we're going to have to build some big stuff up, and we're going to take a look kind of at the behind the scenes of Newman Jets athletics as part of that. And today, one of the great interviews that we'll have coming up a little bit later on in the show is a chat with one of the newest members of the Jets administration, but a familiar face on campus here in Wichita, Samuel Hirsch. He is the newest Senior Director of Advancement for Athletics and also Institutional Advancement for Newman University, with fundraising aspects and name, image, likeness, and all sorts of different aspects that he'll bring to the table for the Jets. We'll meet with him and visit about exactly what his role entails and his experience as he returns home from a stint working with the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and their athletics department, and a bunch of fun stuff there. So really, really good interview with my friend Sam Hirsch, and you'll get to know him a little bit better as, again, he gets his feet back onto the campus of Newman University as a grad of the Jets and a former baseball player for Newman University. A great fit to get him back on campus as a Wichita guy. So really, really cool to have him on the show this afternoon, and that's coming up in just a few short minutes. But first, let's recap that big win earlier this week as head coach Drew Mouse and the Newman Jet baseball team took down Fort Hays State with a 12-5 victory. With that win, the Jets have now won 3 out of their last 4. They have now clinched 3 series victories in the MIAA this season, and still plenty more opportunities coming up ahead. But please enjoy our post-game interview with head coach Drew Mouse following the Jets' win over the Fort Hays State Tigers on Tuesday night. That's coming up next here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets audio network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
And it is a happy, upbeat Keystone Solid Surfaces post-game show today as the Jets knock off the Fort Hays State Tigers 12-5. Head coach Drew Mouse will join us in just a moment. Let him get all set up with the gear and all that. Coach, congratulations on the win today. It was a great one, and it was exactly what we talked about in the pregame. We talked about throwing up a zero and giving your offense a chance to get on somebody early, and that's exactly what happened. And despite the Tigers kind of making a run there in the middle innings, the pitching held on, was strong down the stretch, especially Bryce and Schonifer. But the offense, another great day, 12 runs and a big series win.
Yeah, I mean, Garrett did a great job. Bryson did a great job of mixing both pitches and locations. I mean, we pitched in a bunch today. And, I mean, obviously having the wind blowing in kind of helped with that. You know, we had some really big at-bats. I think Jay Schneider had a two-out double RBI. Connor Owens had a two-out RBI there in the later innings that kind of put him away. And, you know, the one thing that Coach Carr and I have talked about a lot is you know, I think we're averaging like six strikeouts a game. And our hitters have done a really good job of, even on those strikeouts, it's five, six, seven pitches in order to get us down. So, you know, I think we've done a really good job of battling in the box and being able to live as long as we can and trying to execute that way.
Well, today, you know, we talked about, you know, the pitching and how good it was to get an outing like that from, first of all, Garrett to start and do as well as he did, but for Bryson to basically have his best outing of the season and really put you through some clutch innings, because you knew they were going to throw everything they could at you to try and eat back into that deficit. And for you to get a win like this and not have to use a bunch of arms and get it done that way, what does that do for you and your confidence in this bullpen as you head into now what will be a really big series this weekend in Maryville?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Garrett and Bryson probably saved our chances of being able to still make the conference tournament. I mean, they threw, what, 4 1/3 for Garrett, 4 2/3 for Bryson. You know, after the weekend that we had with the wind and the amount of pitches that our staff had to throw and everything like that, we needed to limit as much as we could how much of our bullpen we use. And Garrett did a really good job. I think he got a little tired there. In the middle of the fifth, and you know, with it being a close game, didn't want to risk it. And Bryson did a great job. So, hats off to them; they did fantastic. You know, we got a little sketchy there on defense, but we made plays when we needed to make plays, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, the offense, I felt, did a really nice job of overcoming some of the miscues, because we talked about as well over the weekend playing some really clean defense, and for an inning or so there it got a little hairy like you mentioned, but the offense would come right back up and kind of atone for those mistakes. Is, you know, is that something that kind of helps put the defense's mind at ease, knowing that, hey, you know, we can make a couple mistakes here and there and it's still, you know, be okay? We don't have to feel pressured that everything has to be perfect defensively.
Yeah, I think especially over the last 4 weeks or so, I know you and I talked about how you know, we had that talk right before Missouri Western and starting the new season and everything, and they've all had different attitudes. You know, at the beginning of the year, towards the middle of the year, if somebody made an error, you know, you could see that leaking into their at bat or vice versa. And you know, it seems like when we're on defense, we play defense, and when we're on offense, we play offense. And whatever happens negatively doesn't really affect the other thing, and that's all we can ask for out of them, from being a mature set of guys.
Well, now you get a couple days to rest, but a big series looming this weekend against Northwest Missouri State, a team that is much like you in fighting for postseason life, so this one's going to have a lot on the line. But how do you approach the next couple of days in preparation for this series, and tell me, what do we expect from the Bearcats this weekend?
They're playing hard. I can tell you that. I mean, they took two out of three last weekend from Fort Hayes, and they took two out of three from Missouri Southern a couple weeks ago. You know, playing at their field is extremely difficult, and they're very good at home. So, you know, we've got to do what we've done the last two weekends and have good at-bats. They're notorious for having a really good pitching staff, so we got to make sure that we're prepping for that. We got to do what we've done the last two or three weeks now and not give free bases, make plays when we need to make plays, and throw strikes, and hopefully we can win another series.
Awesome. Well, Coach, congrats on the win once again. Enjoy the next couple of days. I know you're going to be probably stressed out of your mind this weekend, but try to relax and maybe enjoy some youth baseball.
We're out of town. I won't be able to watch any, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks I'll be able to watch them again. So
awesome. Drew Mouse, head coach of your Newman Jets. Coach, again, thanks for the time.
Thank you very much.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by Newman senior outfielder Blake Mitchell. Blake, how are we doing today?
I'm doing great, man.
Well, it's great to have you on, and it's been a great week for you and your teammates, Blake, especially. You take the weekend series over Washburn with two out of three in that one, and then you come back on Tuesday with a big win over Fort Hayes, and really it just feels like you and your teammates have really turned a corner, hit a stride here in the last couple of weeks playing some great baseball. What have you noticed that has helped lead to this good stretch?
Yeah, you know, I think it's always hard, you know, coming into a year, you got a lot of new guys joining the team, and I think we've done real good with team chemistry this year and all hanging out off the field, and it's made us a lot closer, you know, and this past couple of weeks, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Connor Owens has been back in our lineup, and I think that's been a big key piece for us, and it just kind of adds a good presence in our lineup for other teams, and it kind of intimidates them a little bit, and I feel like that's helped us out a lot.
Yeah, the addition of Connor has been huge, and I've noticed that it just seems like everybody's just a little bit more healthy. I know there were some bumps and bruises along the way to multiple guys in the lineup, but do you and the rest of the team just feel a little healthier, a little stronger than you have maybe at earlier points in the season?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I don't think we had a healthy weekend until about a month ago, you know, and it's always hard playing these good teams in our conference without all of our best guys out there. And, you know, it's definitely a lot better now having everybody back and healthy. I know we don't have Jack Kaiser right now. He had hurt his hamstring and stuff. But, you know, I think we have enough guys there in that position he's at that we'll be all right for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. And even in situations like that, you've got capable guys stepping up. Nick Chasey was huge against Washburn this past weekend in Jack's absence. And I know you've noticed that. And there were other guys that have stepped in over the course of the year to help get you to where you are, Blake. But I want to focus in on you just a little bit more. You were 1-for-4 on Tuesday, but it was a big hit, a double. You also walked, drove in a run, scored one yourself. And you made some big plays in the outfield as well, which has certainly not been easy with the way the wind's been blowing at McCarthy Field of late. But where do you feel like you're at right now with your game, and how do you plan to continue that or elevate it over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, for sure. You know, this summer I worked a lot with Coach Mouse on my approach and my swing at the plate, and, you know, just kind of talking with Coach Mouse about a lot of things. He's helped me out a lot this year, and you know, I feel pretty confident to play. You know, I just kind of went into this year, you know, thinking it was my senior year, and I wasn't for sure if I was going to come back or not, because I do have another year of eligibility with COVID and everything. And, you know, after going through this year and having a pretty good season, you know, I've decided to come back and play for my COVID season next year. And, you know, I'm real excited to come back and do that. And, you know, we're going to be returning a lot of our guys on our team next year, position player-wise, and, you know, I'm real excited for that, and I'm also real excited to, you know, these last three weekends, we still have a shot to, you know, make that eighth seed in the conference and play, you know, whether that's Missouri Southern or UCM there at the one spot. And I think, you know, with us all being pretty healthy, I like our odds there a little bit.
Yeah, big stretch coming for you and the team. But just to kind of hinge off of what you just said there, it's big news to get you back for one more season. You know, with us looking at the roster, seeing the senior designation, we weren't sure if we were going to get you back for next season, but that's big stuff. What would maybe you say help to lead you to the decision to come back for that one more season and play for Coach Mouse at least one more year?
Yeah, you know, being in college now for 4 years, I've played through and with a lot of coaches, whether that's summer ball or at my junior college I went to. And, you know, me and Eli, our center fielder, we live together and we're both the same age. And we just kind of, you know, we were talking about things and he decided he kind of thought it'd be fun to come back and play another year. And, you know, I kind of started thinking about it. And after this year is gone, you know, I kind of thought that wouldn't be a bad idea. And with the one-year master program here at Newman, that'd definitely be something to push for as to play another year and still be on scholarship and get my master's degree and everything. So definitely real exciting and everything. So
awesome. And you also mentioned your path through junior college playing at Cowley County. I want to build on that a little bit, Blake, and just kind of talk about the experience that you had, because junior college baseball is a grind and it's also super competitive, tons of talented players, especially if you play in the Jayhawk Conference like you did. What did you learn through that experience playing at Cowley, and how has it maybe helped to shape the ball player that you are right now?
Yeah, for sure. You know, going to Cowley, I didn't know really what to expect about junior college baseball, and it was definitely a little bit of a wake-up call for me, if you would say. And, you know, I think some of those long JUCO days, they make you a better person, even though you might not feel like it will in the moment. But, you know, now 2 years down the road, I can now see where some of those long days, those long grind days, you know, they made me who I am today, and they made me a stronger person and a better baseball player. And, you know, just transitioning into the Division II baseball, you know, it's definitely not quite the JUCO level was with all the long days and everything. And I think that playing at a JUCO made baseball here a lot easier for me, and just made me work harder and everything.
Awesome. It's been really cool to see how you've grown into this role, especially over the course of this season. And Blake, it feels like you're really hitting a stride personally, and not to jinx anything or like that, but you're in the middle of a four-game hitting streak right now, and you're 9 for your last 19. You've got 5 doubles, you've walked twice, and you've driven in a whole bunch of runs. So tell me, what has helped you get to the form you're at? We talked a little bit about you adjusting your approach at the plate with Coach over the summer, but how has it really helped you to get into the rhythm that you're at right now?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just kind of a confidence thing for me. You know, when the season started, I didn't necessarily have the best start in the world, and it took me a couple games to kind of get going. But once you see that first hit go down, that first good barrel, you know, it's definitely something to keep building on, and it helps a lot when you see that first one go down. Then you just kind of get in the groove, and that's kind of what I've been getting into lately. Once I get that first couple hits of the series, you know, then I just kind of feel like I'm rolling.
Let's switch to the defensive side as well. I touched on this a couple of minutes ago, but the conditions at McCarthy Field have been kind of crazy lately. Some crazy wind, and we've had some smoky days as well. How do you adjust to that in the outfield and play through the wind, play through those conditions? Because you've done an excellent job defensively as well in that right field spot.
Yeah, you know, our assistant coach, Coach Carr, he's kind of our outfield guy, and you know, he's really helped me out a lot, because growing up my whole life, I played infield. So when I came into college, they transitioned me into the outfield, and, you know, that was definitely hard. You know, outfield's a lot harder than people think it really is, and especially when you got days like we had this last weekend when the wind was blowing 30, 50 miles an hour out for a home run ball. You know, it can be very challenging, but Coach Carr is, you know, he's really gave me some good advice, and we've done some drills with tennis balls and no glove, just kind of working on that stuff, and that stuff has really helped me out a lot.
Awesome. Again, our guest is Blake Mitchell, senior outfielder for the Newman baseball team. Blake, just to get to know you a little bit more as a person and a ball player here, What would you say, or who would you say, I guess, is your maybe biggest baseball mentor? Who helped to maybe light the fire, the love of the game in you, and help to get you where you are?
Yeah, you know, I would say, honestly, there's two people. You know, growing up my whole life, my dad was a big impact on me. he helped me, you know, just love the game and enjoy the game. You know, that's a big part of it. You know, it's, you can't just go out there and go through the motions. You got to go out there with some passion, and you got to really enjoy it. And then the second person that I would think has been a big mentor for me is Coach Mouse. You know, he brought me in here, and he gave me the he made me have the confidence that I have now. And you know, he's really pushed me to be the best player I can be. And you know, I thank him for that every day. So
awesome! I love hearing that, especially, you know, both sides of that, with a great coach, but then obviously a great impact from your father. That's such a cool thing to hear about, and even cooler because you're from just down the road, being a Goddard kid, right? I'm sure your family gets the chance to come and see you play quite frequently. What's it like to play just down the road from where you grew up?
Yeah, you know, coming to Newman, that was definitely a big thing for me. You know, I'm really close with my parents, and having them being able to come to all the home games, you know, that means a lot to me, and that means a lot to them too, and there's no other way I'd rather have it. So
it's a great way to have it, you know, that fan support, that family support. It's always great to have them right there, Blake. And one of the last couple questions I've got for you here is just to kind of gauge, I guess, you more as a person. Are you a big baseball watcher? Are you an MLB guy? If you are, who's the team that you support? And tell us a little bit about your baseball fandom.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say I'm a big baseball fan, but, you know, when I do like to watch baseball, I like to watch the Atlanta Braves. You know, before Freddie Freeman left there, he was a big guy who I like to watch his swing. And I like to kind of base my swing off his and just how short and quick he was with the baseball and nothing too crazy with his stance and just keeping it simple and everything.
Awesome. That's a great team to watch. They have so much talent and so just a fun good answer. I like that. That's really cool, especially being a Kansas kid, to see a team that's maybe a little out of the box from our area. Like, I talked to Jack Kaiser last week. He's a big Royals guy, obviously, because he's from Kansas City. So to hear you being kind of an appreciator of Braves baseball is definitely fun, Blake. But now the last question I got for you. You mentioned earlier the stretch that you have looming and the opportunity in front of you and your teammates to still make a push to get to the MIAA tournament, and with some big games looming, especially this weekend at Northwest Missouri State, what do you and this team of yours have to accomplish to make sure you're in the best position to be successful this weekend and help to further that cause in getting to the postseason?
Yeah, you know, this weekend's a huge weekend for us. We're all real excited, and we're all pumped up about it. we need to make sure we go in here with a lot of confidence. You know, I'm sure Northwest Missouri, they're a solid team. You know, they just beat Missouri. So they took the series from Missouri Southern a couple weekends ago. And, you know, I think that's something that we look at as a team and we talk about. You know, even though our record might not be as good as some of the teams in our conference, we have played some of the better teams in our conference real tight, and we should have won some of those games. And, you know, seeing Northwest Missouri, they took this series for Southern. You know, we should have took this series from Southern. And on top of that, we just took this series from Washburn. So I think, you know, they're kind of a hot team right now. We're kind of a hot team, and we're both kind of fighting for a spot down there to make the tournament. And, you know, we're real excited to get in there, and it ought to be a fun weekend.
It's going to be great. I can't wait to follow along, Blake. But thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us this week, and best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, I really appreciate it.
Blake Mitchell, senior outfielder for your Newman Jet baseball team here on the JetCast. We'll take another quick timeout and be back with more on the show right after this. You're listening to the Newman Jet Audio Network.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by one of the newest additions to the Jets family, or I guess a returnee to the Jets family. That's Samuel Hirsch, the Senior Development Officer for Athletics as well as Institutional Advancement here at Newman University. Sam, how are we doing today?
Good, Jackson. Thanks for having me. Good to talk to you and glad to be on.
Absolutely. We're so glad to have you and glad to have you back as well. Let's start with your new position as a Newman grad, a Newman student athlete in the past. You return home to Wichita as the Senior Development Officer for Athletics, and you're also, again, working with Institutional Advancement as well. Tell us a little bit about that role and what it does to help further Newman University and the Jets' mission.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's really an exciting opportunity for me to come back and make a difference at a university I really care about, had great experience at. And, you know, I think this position is going to be unique, having more of a focus on the athletic side with regards to fundraising. Really, I think just engaging alumni, developing relationships, you know, with our donor base as well as the community as a whole. Really excited, like I said, to make a difference. You know, I think Bob was on the show previously talking about the turf and lighting project that we're going to get going on. Like I said, I'm going to hit the ground running and start making phone calls, meeting with people, and, you know, hopefully raise some money and get this thing done.
Awesome. And we have big visions, big goals here at Newman, beginning, you know, with the turf and the lighting and everything, but there's a lot down the line that we want to try and build this thing into, still so early in our Division II era here at Newman University. But Sam, let's talk a little bit about your experience previously. You come to Newman from a stint at UNLV, to my understanding, and maybe some other stops in between here and there, but what can you tell us about your previous experience and how you are ready to hit the ground running here at Newman?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, moved from Las Vegas. I spent 4.5 years out there. Once I finished my baseball career here at Newman, had an opportunity to take a role out there as a graduate assistant, like most kids do when they start out in sports. I was a student, didn't make a lot of money, but really wanted to work in sports and get my foot in the door. Had an opportunity during COVID to take a full-time role in the athletics department at UNLV in compliance. That was important to me. I had a really great team around me, but it was important to me to kind of learn the internal side of athletics, especially at the Division I level. Thought it gave me a really good skill set. Got to see a lot, work in a lot of different spaces. When the rules changed at the NCAA level with regards to name, image, and likeness, which has been a hot topic in college sports and really higher ed as a whole, gave me a new kind of role that I took on unofficially, sort of in the name, image, and likeness space. Really just to help our student athletes kind of navigate what that looked like. At first, it was figuring out what you could and couldn't do, how the school could and couldn't be involved. And then, you know, kind of turned into more of a role assisting student athletes while they did, you know, kind of those NIL engagements. So really gave me great experience to the external side of college sports, whether it's, you know, with a collective, a donor, you know, local business, anybody that wants to work with the student athletes there. Like I said, really gave me a good skill set there. And that kind of piqued my interest more in the external space. Jackson, I knew I always wanted to be in kind of the fundraising space eventually. I think NIL kind of just sped that process up a little bit. So really became interested. And then once this role opened up for me, I thought it was a perfect time to come back to a school I love and, you know, do what I can to make a difference for our student athletes and, you know, brand as a whole.
Awesome. And it's so cool because, you know, NIL is such a big, evolving, changing landscape in college athletics. And I know there's going to be some of that involved here at Newman and helping, like you mentioned, the student athletes and the school's brand. How has NIL maybe changed or molded over even just the last couple of years since you began working in that space and external, you know, with athletics, the external side of things?
Yeah, you know, I think when this first came out, no one really knew, you know, in an athletic department and even just fans of different sports teams didn't really know what it would look like. I think it's evolved a lot. I think everybody can agree that any opportunity for somebody that's 18 to 23 year old range to make money is good for them. Obviously, you know, the time demands that athletes and students as a whole have. So anytime that they can make some extra money for themselves is great. I think, you know, continuing to educate kids on things outside of NIL, such as, you know, taxes, insurance, you know, just different areas like that. I think it's really going to help kids, you know, develop themselves into more of a professional a little bit quicker maybe than before the rules changed. So, you know, like I said, more of an entrepreneurship mindset. And I think, again, what we've really seen here is kids are able to learn a lot of different good skills that they're going to be able to do later in life.
Awesome. Again, we're joined by Sam Hirsch, who is new to joining the athletics and administration side of things here at Newman, but is a Newman grad. And you were a baseball athlete in your time here, Sam. So I want to talk about that a little bit, especially with baseball heating up for us here on campus now, coming off of a couple of big wins over the last couple of days here. What can you tell us about your time as a Jet on the baseball diamond and maybe some of the lessons that it taught you, helping to mold you into who you are today?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. So, you know, I was a right-handed pitcher from 2017 to 2019. Played for Coach Zane Ealing, who, you know, I still talk to quite often. And he was really important in my development as a student athlete here at Newman. And, you know, met some of my best friends, had great times on the field. You know, I have nothing but good things to say about my time at Newman. And I'm hoping in this role I can continue to help our student athletes, you know, kind of make similar memories to what I had. So, you know, obviously with what we're doing from a fundraising side and, you know, continuing to maximize the brand and carry the momentum into going in the MIAA conference. It's going to be great for the university. My time as a student athlete, we were in the Heartland Conference. So I think, you know, playing some of the schools we played, the average Kansan wouldn't be as familiar as, you know, playing schools such as Pitt State, you know, Emporia State, Washburn, Fort Hayes, et cetera. So I think it's a tremendous opportunity for the university as a whole, really, to continue to carry the momentum going into the MIAA. And, you know, our sports teams have done well and are going to continue to do well. And, you know, like I said, my experience as a student athlete here was a big reason that I wanted to return. Like I said, I love and care about this school. It's where I got my degree, met some of my best friends, and learned a lot about life. So I'm happy to be back and looking forward to the future of all our teams here.
Absolutely. And you're a Wichita guy as well, right? You went to Eisenhower?
Yep, Eisenhower, West Wichita, was where I was born and raised. And like I said, left for a little bit, but it's really good to be back. You know, great community, great alumni base here. And, you know, like I said, I think we have an opportunity to do some really good things here at Newman.
Oh, absolutely. Well, let's kind of workshop some of that. What's your vision? What are your goals as you get started? I know still very, very, very early in your tenure in this position with advancement and everything, but what are maybe some of the goals that you have for you yourself and for this Newman University goals for, you know, athletics, university advancement, all of that? What are you visioning?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I think one of the things initially that I hope to do is, you know, just get as many alumni back to games, you know, starting with baseball, obviously, but, you know, all of our sports teams. I think our student athletes work really hard on a day-to-day basis, both academically and athletically. I want, you know, as many people to come back to games, see the student athletes in person. Like I said, watch some of these great games against, you know, teams in Kansas, Fort Hayes, Washburn, you know, that people are familiar with. So really want to first kind of just engage more alumni to come back and see the good things we have going on here on campus. And then, you know, like I said, over time, hopefully that those relationships will help, you know, kind of on the philanthropy side. Relationship building is something that is really, really important in this industry. And I think, you know, athletics, university, higher ed as a whole, you know, so I look forward to continuing to build solid relationships with people. And, you know, I would encourage anyone, even if they're not in a position to make a donation at this time, just come out and watch our student athletes play. You know, they work hard and it's great competition and it's a great level of athletics.
Again, Sam Hirsch is our guest, Senior Development Officer for Athletics, as well as working with Institutional Advancement here at Newman University. Sam, before I let you go, I just got the last couple of questions just to help get to know you a little bit better, but let's start with this. What is your favorite memory of being a Newman Jet?
Man, my favorite memory. You know, I think it's it was the long bus rides that we had. You know, we played a lot of schools down in Texas, and it was, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 hour bus rides. Just being around the guys, talking, joking, laughing. That's the stuff that you always remember. You don't always remember the score of the game, whether you win or lose, but that the laughs and the memories with the guys, you know, that's definitely kind of the memories that stick out to me.
Now, you worked at UNLV, and that is, you know, a really cool city, a lot to do. What was maybe the coolest thing that you did in your time at UNLV, just with all the shows and the sights and the sounds? What was the coolest thing you did in your time at UNLV?
Oh, man. That's, you know, I got to do some really, really good things there, I think. Probably my favorite part of my role was getting to travel with football and just seeing what that looked like on the road. We played in some great, great parts of the country. We went to Hawaii, you know, San Diego to play San Diego State. So really getting to see kind of new parts of the country that I wasn't, you know, always exposed to here in the Midwest. Really eye-opening and just getting to see athletics at a high level. Probably one of the memories that sticks out to me during my time there.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a really cool conference, right? The Mountain West, you get to go to a bunch of really cool scenes and cities and arenas and gyms and all that fun stuff. That's really cool. I didn't even think about that, but a really good answer from you, Sam. And now the last thing I got for you is, as you look ahead to, you know, what's to come here and what your goals are, we talked about that, but what are you most excited to get started on with your new position here at Newman?
Yeah, I think just meeting people and talking to them about their experience. And, you know, I had a great experience as a student athlete myself. And I like to think that a lot of people feel the same way that I do. And just to get out, talk to them, meet them, you know, share the vision that we have from an advancement side, but also what Joanna Pryor is doing as the athletic director and, you know, what our coaches do on a daily basis. I think, you know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, people come back, see a game, see what we have going on here. They're going to realize we have a lot of good things going on here at Newman University, and just want to continue to get out and build those relationships and get people excited about what we have going here.
Absolutely. I'm super excited to see how this continues to grow for you and for the university, Sam, and especially to have you on periodically to just give us some updates on all the big stuff that you've got brewing, and really grateful for your time today. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Jackson.
Sam Hirsch, Senior Development Officer for Athletics, working with Institutional Advancement as well here at Newman University. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the Valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Final segment on the JetCast today here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you as always. Big shout outs to each of our guests today. Of course, the post-game recap from Drew Mouse after the big win on Tuesday evening over Fort Hays State, but also a great discussion with senior outfielder Blake Mitchell for the Newman Jets. And big stuff in that interview with Blake, because he revealed to us that he's going to be returning for his fifth year of eligibility, his COVID season with the Jets. So big returning piece for the puzzle as the Jets not only look to finish this season strong, but to catapult into next season with big goals in mind as well. Really cool stuff there. And to kind of catapult off those big goals, visiting with Samuel Hirsch as he gave us a kind of a peek behind the curtains at his new role here at Newman University, as well as some fun discussions about his memories with the Jets baseball program and how excited he is to be back and be a part of the Jets family once again. So a really, really fun show for us today as we head into another busy weekend of Jets athletics. Again, big reminder, Jet baseball begins a 3-game road swing Friday afternoon, taking on the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats.
Wildcats with postseason implications on the line. And you can always follow the live stats available at NewmanJets.com or, of course, at the Newman Jets app, which is a free download to both Apple and Android users, both in the Google Play Store and the App Store. It's free to download. Just search Newman Jets app, and it's right there for you. Live stats, audio streams, the links to the video feed, post-game recap articles, stats, everything you need is right there in the Newman Jets app. So you can find that ahead of the road contest for the Jets baseball team this weekend. As we also have four opportunities to see the Jets softball team at home here in Wichita, their last four home games of the year. Friday afternoon, they'll be hosting Northeastern State with the matchups at 1 and at 3. So make sure you get to Wichita and get to the softball complex here on campus to catch the Jets softball team Friday. And then, of course, Senior Day is on Saturday, and it's a big, big, big test in the defending national champions and the current number four team in the country in Rogers State. And be sure to get there to support the Jets for their final home games of the season Saturday and to celebrate Senior Day. And if you can't, of course, we'll have the audio coverage for you on the Newman Jets audio network and, of course, the video feed available at the MIAA network as well. But just another quick reminder, following today, we will have just three shows left of the school year to continue talking Jets athletics. It's coming quicker than I would like. I've had a blast this season with my first year working with the Jets and getting to know this Newman family, and it's been so much fun. We've got some big stuff planned in the next couple of weeks, so be on the lookout as the next couple of weeks really heat up for Jets athletics and as we wind down the JetCast for the year. Again, big thank yous to Drew Mouse, Blake Mitchell, and Samuel Hirsch for joining us on the show today. We'll be back next week with more great interviews and insight from Newman Jets coaches, student athletes, and administrators. I'm Jackson Schneider, and this has been the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
The Newman Jets are now full members of the MIAA. Now, we need your full support. Help the Jets soar by joining the Aviator Club, Newman's premier level of athletic support. Your assistance directly impacts student athletes and can be designated for facilities, uniforms, media coverage, or your favorite team. Receive exclusive benefits and support the Navy in Red at NewmanJets.com/Aviator Club. That's NewmanJets.com/Aviator Club. Or call 316-942-4291 and ask for athletics.